T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 7:07. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check, that's brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. City of Gainesville sat down yesterday, continuing negotiations with RTS. Depending on the numbers, how you want to look at it, Gainesville Regional transportation folks are going to receive a lot less money from University of Florida, which they say about 68% of the ridership is UF folks or related to UF, and but they want to cut back on what they are contributing to the buses. So there's that. Of course, there was that awful ATV crash over the weekend, Hog Waller, where a 7-year-old died, and they've had some issues with that, and it's too bad because, you know, people out there, I think by and large, they're having a good time. And, but, you know, something as simple as putting a helmet on might have been able to help. And I don't know, it might not have helped the kid, but I just...
You know, I've worked in the motorcycle ATV industry in the past, and it's like, and so I come off like maybe a nanny state kind of thing, but there's so many injuries and so many... People don't get training. They, especially guys. Oh, it's like that. Every guy thinks he can shoot. Mm-hmm. Well, every guy can't ride an ATV safely, and they do stupid things. They don't always react the way people think they do. Riding little kids in the back of one fast—that's stupid. I'm sorry.
See, that's the thing. You're on it. You're an adult.
Yes.
You know, you want to be stupid.
Fine, do that.
You pay the consequences. But when a kid is on there, depending on you to operate it safely. Yeah, that's a whole different ball of wax.
And it doesn't take much to crash one. I mean, whether you're being stupid or not, it's just inherent of what they are, you know. Anyway.
Had a very good friend at a young age. Gosh, what were we, 20 years old, something like that?
Yeah.
And he had the three-wheeled.
Oh,
remember the three-wheeled ATVs?
Yes, those were worse.
And he was an accomplished rider. I was good on a motorcycle and dirt bike. I had experience there.
But three wheels is opposite.
Yep.
It's all opposite.
Which he was used to it. Yeah. I wasn't. So when I rode it was kind of crazy, but you know, I knew I don't really want to go run into a tree today.
Yeah.
So, you know, I tried, you know, to get better at it. There's definitely a learning curve there, but he was pretty good, but he ended up dying on it. And all he did was take it across the street to where the junior high was after his brother had borrowed it.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, all we can think of is that maybe he was trying to ride a wheelie or something across the pavement part.
Right.
And because he was found there in a bloody mess, and after about 2 weeks in the hospital, he didn't make it. It was an awful time.
Well, there's a reason when you go and buy, and I don't know if it's federal or state by state, but there's a reason that when you go buy a new ATV, you've got that whole thing to fill out, a free training from the manufacturers whole bit, because they... They're, you know, if you do something wrong, they're putting it on you, basically.
Well, they want to sell a lot of them, and
sure,
if everybody goes, these things are dangerous, again, they're not dangerous. It's the operator. If you pay attention, follow the rules, there's a learning curve. Take your time and learn and gain some skill.
Things will still happen. Just inherently.
Could still happen, sure. Well, and that's why you wear some protective gear. Interesting story. This happened a while ago where Arizona rancher They found an illegal on his property, but shot to death. And so the jury was unable to reach a verdict in the case of this Arizona rancher, George Allen Kelly. I don't know if you remember this.
Yeah.
I'm an older fella. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was accused of second-degree murder in connection to the death of a Mexican national found fatally shot on his borderland ranch in January of 23. The jury began deliberating April 18th. After days of being unable to reach a verdict, the judge overseeing the trial declared it a mistrial yesterday. It centered around the death of a Mexican national, Gabriel Quinn Butamea, who was found shot to death on Kelly's 170-acre cattle ranch near Keno Springs. This was on January 30th. Kelly's defense has countered the prosecution's argument that the illegal was unarmed and has suggested cartel influence mired the death investigation.
Mm.
Long story short, this is what his attorney said. This is simply not somebody who's looking for the American dream. He's really talking about the immigrant.
Right.
There's no evidence that this person is here for those kinds of benign purposes. And we bring that up not to be in judgment about Gabriel or to not have compassion for him, but when people are involved in a criminal lifestyle, it's dangerous. It's more inherently dangerous than simply being a migrant who's coming here. So it's relevant for that reason. And then apparently, they heard testimony over the weeks of this thing regarding where and at what distance Kelly was standing when prosecutors argued he fatally shot the victim, as well as his motivation for the gunshots. Well, the defense maintained Kelly only fired warning shots into the air from his patio earlier in the day.
Oh, wow.
And his wife, Wanda Kelly, testified about dialing their Border Patrol ranch liaison upon spotting two armed men dressed in camouflage and carrying rifles and backpacks walking about 100 feet from their home. Law enforcement responded to the property. And hours passed before Kelly called Border Patrol again to report finding the body. The fatal bullet was never recovered from the scene.
That's interesting.
A criminologist working pro bono as a consultant for Kelly's defense, Dr. Ron Martinelli, told Fox Digital that none of the state's witnesses in the trial had provided any rebuttal testimony against the defense theory that a RIP crew, I've never heard of this, a RIP crew, that's a gang of bandits, sometimes cartel affiliated, could have fatally shot and robbed a guy. Because there's really no witness, and because you don't have a bullet, you can't say, well, that was fired from his rifle.
No. And if he says, hey, all I did was fire some shots in the air, and well, normally you wouldn't do that. You're on your own 151 acres or whatever. So
well,
that's a little odd.
Yeah.
How do you prosecute the guy? How do you do it? How do you prove he did it?
Well, that's why they have a deadlocked jury or
no
whatever.
No witness, no bullet?
So it's a mistrial. And look, it's a tragedy no matter what.
Sure.
But, you know, that again, there was no connection with this guy, you know, trying to get to family or bringing family in. It appears at least, and I don't know how in depth they went, but it appears that he was probably, you know, this was like a hustle for him. I think he had been kicked out of the country 4 or 5 times before.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, but still, yeah, tragic, nonetheless. But, the judge declares a mistrial in that particular case.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, another really smart person from Hollywood is gonna school us on politics.
Really?
Well, it doesn't really go that far.
Which one?
Okay, they're going to school us on the level of, like, you know, mental acuity that the current president possesses.
Wait a minute. Hollywood is going to judge the president's mental acuity. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Who you got?
Fresh off the streets of San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
Actor Michael Douglas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No bias at all here, right? Okay.
Well, he's the same guy that recently said, you know, Carl Malden is sharp as a tack, and he died several years ago. Trying to cash an American Express check.
What's
remember those?
Don't leave home without it. Yeah.
Thank you.
He says Biden is sharp as a tack.
Yeah.
Come on.
President Joe Biden is as, quote, sharp as a tack, unquote, while talking about the president's age.
Okay.
716 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time now for What's Bugging You? Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's been a lot of talk about
they came across here illegally.
The time has come for you to sound off.
I think we should build the wall.
Now, what's bugging you on 97.3 The Sky?
Good morning, welcome. Another day in paradise, my friend. 7:21, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It is time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now. 877-975-9825. And Kevin, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is how they haven't released the Covenant Shooters manifesto or her or his medical record to see if he had a high level of testosterone or he had mental illness prior to the shooting. I'd like to know, you know, what's going on with the doctors. Thanks.
Yeah, I'd like to know that, too. And
hey,
I,
we're still waiting on Vegas.
Yeah. Come on. Oh, wow.
I know.
So yeah, they really, this is where some studying needs to be done, really. And as far as I can recall, I don't remember them giving out much public information as to, say, what kind of medications they were on or maybe supposed to be on in a lot of those cases.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So let's go to Jim. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I just don't understand why the Jewish can be assaulted, and if they're Islam or Muslim or a person of color, this would be a hate crime. Why is it not a hate crime against the Jewish?
I don't understand it myself. I can't give you a good answer because there isn't one.
Yeah, because the left love them a good hate crime and hate speech usually. So
yeah, it's sickening. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is the broadly based Biden bribery racket that goes on, whether it's the solar panels or me paying off your gender studies loan for your PhD or $10,000 debit cards at the border or $62 billion for Ukraine and $35 billion for Taiwan. As much as I love my Taiwan and Ukraine and Israeli friends, this money doesn't exist. So it's just bugging me that we keep just spewing out money that doesn't exist. This is not my problem. Go hold a bake sale if you need to solve your national problems. Thanks, guys.
That's his uncle already did that in New Guinea. Oh. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me, I was listening to the news program that's on before yours, and the host had a guest on there who was a retired military colonel. And he was saying that they were talking about these funding bills, these ongoing war bills. And he said that there's no way that Ukraine is going to win that war. But we need to keep giving them money anyway. And he basically said, he did say this, he said that money is not going to Zelensky. It's coming back to the United States. It's going to Ohio to build tanks. It's going to California to build rocket parts and things like that, and other states for other components for the war machine. And basically what he said was, he didn't say this, but I'm paraphrasing, he said it's a jobs program.
Yeah, true. That's what he said, basically.
Oh, and a shareholders program
that
some
part.
Members of Congress may be privy to, just saying.
Well, now.
Pam, what's bugging you?
Well, mine is kind of a frivolous what's bugging me, is my husband has got his jury duty today for the fourth time. My son had it for like three or four times. Why have I not got called up? I would be a great juror. I mean, 5 to 10 if you don't use your blinkers or you turn your headlights on.
There you go.
See, they've heard you on the Bob Rose Show. That's why you're not on the jury.
Now, that could be. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
Well, Congress is bugging me, like Mark and Nostradamus said. And I just want to remind some things. You know, FISA reauthorization, Ukraine, those things are not inside the Constitution. The border is inside the Constitution, and securing our elections is in the Constitution. And what Mike Johnson has done, so now he owns the Ukraine war, which means the majority of the Republicans own it, and they're going to have to go down with that sinking ship. Just like Nostradamus said, you can print money, but you can't print more bodies. They've lost 600,000 people, and they're losing more every day. And I was reading in the foreign press that Ukrainians are actually leaving the country. They don't want to fight for Zelensky. It's not the people. It's the government. He's as corrupt as Satan. And so I agree with them. They've owned it, and they're going to sink with it. And unless we stand together against the war machine, they're going to roll over this country because they don't give a damn about us.
Yeah. I can't disagree. Let's go to 877-975-9825. Last chance to get in. And Ocala Charlie, what's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. You guys do a great job, you and Greg.
Thank you.
Nick, too, when he's there. What's bugging me is there's a local corporate dental firm that is really pulling I've got a good elderly friend here, and they charge them for dentures, can't use them, it's been a year, and now they want to charge them $5,000 for implants after they already got their money for dentures that don't work, and they're not willing to fix it, and that's what's bugging me.
If it's big corporate owned, I mean, just keep going up the chain of command, public relations, all that. It's going to be a big headache, but hopefully in the end, it'll be worth it, I hope.
Yeah, those folks are always pulling something. Sorry.
Toothache?
Yeah.
How about a wallet ache to go with it?
Ouch.
Right. Hey, coming up. The New Guinea Prime Minister speaks out, says Biden's tastes like malarkey. It's all on the way, my friends. Thanks for tuning into the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged to the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
This is Trash Talking Tuesday.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
You smell like a brewery. I haven't had a drop. Details coming up. 7:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. President Biden, look, this is not just a joke. That whole New Guinea thing.
Oh yeah,
he really has ticked off the Prime Minister there. All right, with a stupid commentary about his uncle, World War II pilot, and I mean, rest in peace. Guy's a war hero. Gave his life for his country. But here we are, how many years later, and Biden basically wants to say, yeah, there's probably a pretty good chance he got eaten. Never found a body, and there's cannibals there.
He got shot down over the ocean.
He did. He did, yeah. The Melanesia island chain. And the prime minister there, James Merapi, he's not real happy. And this is really actually a... A strategic issue and geopolitical. Biden's comments offended a key strategic ally because of where the country's located versus China. because China is pushing and pushing, and they'll pay. And they will promise a lot to have their way. They're already doing it in different islands. I told you about the Antigua, where they're they say they're not going to do a military base, and then they push for it. Their track record is not good, but people that, you know, that are in charge, you know, you push enough money their way, and they can't say no. That's what I believe happened. So this was not good. President Biden's remarks may have been a slip of the tongue. However, my country does not deserve to be labeled as such. Yep. Biden sparked this furor when he spoke at a Pennsylvania war memorial last week about his Army Air Corps aviator uncle, Ambrose J. Finnegan, who was aboard a plane brought down in an area then dominated by Japanese forces. But also, he said there were a lot of cannibals. They never found a body because there used to be, well, there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea, Biden said, referring to the country's mainland. Yeah. Ambrose J. Finnegan. Yeah, I could just see it now. You know, all the natives there with the bone thing going through their nose and, you know. What is that? That's Irish stew. Oh, that's Biden. Tastes like malarkey. Yeah, all jokes aside, Biden did it again. You know, he's got one foot in a bucket, another one on a banana peel, and when he falls, his, you know, foot goes and plants itself squarely in his mouth. So
I'm telling you.
And there was no purpose. It's just another one of those things where he goes off script and...
Yeah.
Yeah, not
his
good.
Brain just wanders off into somewhere.
Not good. I mean, you know, maybe if he had an excuse, you know, like maybe he's, you know, been slamming a few beers before he goes out there, which is not good when you have your one hand on the nuclear trigger that
sure.
you're, you know, pounding beers.
Doing stuff with Hunter? I don't know.
But maybe it's not his fault.
Okay.
Maybe he has brewer's gut. You ever heard of that?
Mm.
Brewer's gut.
Okay.
I've seen a story related to this once before. How this came about, or at least why it's in the news now, a 40-year-old from Belgium apparently was diagnosed with auto-brewery syndrome, ABS. It's a rare metabolic condition that causes carbohydrates in the gut to ferment. And that leads to, because fermentation does that, it leads to higher alcohol levels in the blood and can cause sufferers to become drunk. And this became a court case because he was charged with drinking and driving. But apparently the charge has since been thrown out because they found out that he does suffer from auto brewery syndrome. And here's the really, you ready for this? Because you can't make up the news. He's a brewery worker.
Well, now
he works at a brewery. You think they're just tapping into his belly? He's making beer for him?
Tapping. I can see, I could see if you worked at a, you know, maybe a donut shop, you might get donut belly for sure.
Well, if he worked at a donut shop, that's carbohydrates is what leads to him producing alcohol.
See?
Apparently, by guesstimates, there's about 20 people, well, there's 20 people globally that have been officially diagnosed with the condition. And they believe, scientists believe that that number is probably really, you know, an underestimate of who actually has it. These are 20 that are confirmed. Medics at the Stony Brook University Hospital in New York have previously shown people with the condition often have a high sugar, high carbohydrate diet, which if you don't want to act or feel drunk, you probably should cut back on the carbs.
There you go.
It is more common in people who also have diabetes, obesity, and Crohn's disease, but technically can occur in anyone.
Hmm.
Alongside the dangers of intoxication while driving, the condition can also cause a range of dangerous side effects, including damage to the liver. Scientists are not sure what causes it, actually, but believe it is linked to specific strains of bacteria and yeast found in the gut. Wow.
Well, now you know.
Yeah. So, you know, good luck trying that as a defense. You better get the diagnosis locked in, I would imagine, before you go there. All right. We planted a tree yesterday for Earth Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if everybody planted a tree,
yeah,
I don't think we'd have this climate change issue because trees eat carbon dioxide and produce oxygen.
But don't we have like whole forests and jungles and woodlands and
they're being torn down acres a day.
Well,
and they're being farmed and stuff like that. So how can we fight back? We could all plant a tree. I mean, that's something real and tangible, and you benefit from a nice tree. It could be a fruit tree.
Yeah.
Could provide shade. That will lower the temperature slightly, but it's that whole carbon dioxide thing. But yet, have you seen large-scale efforts backed by governments? No, but they want your money. They're using it as a tool to redistribute wealth, as we know, because if you really wanted to have a positive effect, you just have everybody plant a tree. Hey, you're going to be forced to drive an electric car or plant a tree? What are you going to do? Well, plant a tree.
I'll plant several trees.
Plant one a year. Late Senator Gaylord Nelson, Democrat out of Wisconsin, a fierce environmentalist and the founder of Earth Day, championed reducing overall immigration to the U.S. to protect America's wildlife sanctuaries, farmland, and quality of life. While a senator, Nelson founded Earth Day April 22, 1970, to advocate for the conservation of the environment in the United States. Today, Earth Day is actually celebrated across the globe. Nelson, a left-wing Democrat who also served as governor of Wisconsin before being elected to the Senate, was a champion for eliminating illegal immigration to the United States as well as reducing legal immigration levels. Current national immigration policy, where 1 million legal immigrants are added to our population annually, as well as hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of illegal aliens, is driving about 80% of all population growth. 80% of all population growth. 80%.
That's huge.
The latest Census Bureau predict that without immigration reductions, the United States population will hit nearly 400 million by the year 2060, an unprecedented level, of course, never seen before in American history.
But then the left tell us that the reason we're having all of this immigration is people are leaving South America because of climate change. That's what they tell us.
Yeah. Well, his 2002 autobiography, Beyond Earth Day, Fulfilling the Promise, Nelson warned that mass immigration to the United States would cripple quality of life for Americans and force the destruction of wildlife sanctuaries. So the left is hell-bent on bringing in all these migrants, knowing that it'll cripple our quality of life because that's actually part of their plan. That's part of the UN and their agenda. It's part of redistributing wealth. It's trying to even things out, like across the planet. Instead of doing everything possible to increase the quality of life for others around the world, they simply can pat themselves on the back by bringing our quality of life down.
So if we're brought down, everybody feels better because we're more equal.
Mm-hmm.
That's their philosophy.
And then it's more easily can they govern more from almost a world-wide basis, right? Like just a larger version maybe of the European Union or something along those lines. Yeah. What could possibly go wrong? Huh? Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Jerry. You're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. I agree with the notion that planting trees and conservation is actually a conservative issue, as our name implies. And many people don't know that back in October of 2020, President Trump signed an executive order called the 1 Trillion Trees Initiative to help promote the forestation and the preservation of the forests and the national park. So President Trump is, again, making America great in very many ways.
Thanks for pointing that out. I completely forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 trillion trees.
Perfect.
What's Joe done for our planet lately? Just saying.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, I know.
Ukraine bill actually funds more migration to U.S. We'll explain that one coming up. Right now, though, it is 7:45. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Live and local, my friends. And I hope you're enjoying a Trash Talkin' Tuesday brought to you by Florence Recycling on 97.3 The Sky.
So if you're voting Democrat, you're voting for open borders.
For a party that will imprison its political opponent. You're voting for a party that supports Hamas against the United States and Israel.
Six weeknights on 97.3 The Sky.
Happy, happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And I'm inviting you to Camp Freedom, Soldiers Freedom Outdoors Appreciation Dinner. We do it once a year. Great speakers, great food, auction items, all kinds of stuff. It is definitely a good time, and it benefits Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. It helps to heal the hidden wounds of war. Would love to have you. It's this Saturday, and it goes from 5 to 9. And the just go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. That's soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. Thanks in advance for all you do. Great community helping out and helping out our veterans. We could never do too much.
No.
I don't think for our veterans. All right. Couple of things. One is, young people have to worry about the fentanyl. And we've talked extensively about that, killing about 70,000 Americans, fentanyl poisoning. And we call it poisoning because it's not that they're intended to take larger doses of whatever they think they're taking. It's just the fentanyl could be in concentrations, and it's killed 70,000 Americans. I can't think of anything else that would kill 70,000 Americans, and there wouldn't be serious government action. Well, except that this would require a tough border. This would require that. So it's just collateral damage to the Biden administration. And that's sick. It's just sick.
It is.
The reason I brought it up is because, there's fentanyl and then there's all kinds of other stuff that's floating around too. Streets of Madrid, and there's a big party island in the Mediterranean, Ibiza.
Uh-huh.
And that, I guess all the kids all around Europe, that's where they go a lot of times in the summer. But anyway, apparently this is the big club drug that is going around, and they're calling it pink cocaine. Spanish cops are waging a war against it. It's like I said, popular with the party folks that go to the bars and raves and all that, and the party season is just approaching there, so fears are rising for all those European countries, but in this case the Brits could fall foul of the deadly drug, which is flooding the clubbers' paradise. Touted as an attractive new drug, pink cocaine is actually a dangerous mix of cheaper narcotics like ketamine and ecstasy.
Wow.
Dyed to make it look fluorescent. One expert warned the effects are like a bomb. The dangerous drug featured in a new BBC documentary starring former Love Island star Zara McDermott kicked off last night. It's a four-part series, Ibiza, Secrets of the Party Island, the dark underbelly of the popular spot where 800,000 Brits holiday each year. So think about it. It's basically their spring break island, for lack of a better term. But, it goes on pretty much all summer long. And, they've got issues, and they're seeing the rise of this pink cocaine. When I post, I'm in Ibiza, I've actually had people posting and offering me drugs.
Really?
It is interesting how people are using social media to sell drugs. Yeah, it's not something you find down a back alley. It's on your Instagram, she said.
Wow.
Everyone knows drugs exist everywhere and are somewhat part of Ibiza culture. But having been sat in the back of a police car learning, street dealers are making huge amounts of money because they're taking the risk. Pink cocaine originates from the Colombian city of Medellin and has become the scourge of Spain and some of the islands. February, a 14-year-old identified only as Ryan became one of the world's first victims of the drugs. He died near his home in Madrid after drinking Red Bull spiked with 2 grams of the narcotic.
Oh, my goodness.
His parents claim the boy and 2 friends met up with strangers they connected with on Instagram, and he had no idea his drink contained drugs. Wow.
That's sad.
Yeah. So it's another thing to be on the lookout for, another reason to speak to your kids about this stuff and just tell them plain and simple. Look, you know, we're, this isn't hyperbole. There's no reason to be over the top in the descriptions of it. It is real that fentanyl's killed this many people. Now, if you've got this stuff that they're mixing with ecstasy, and yeah, it's not good. Not good. And it's too bad. Everybody feels this need, not everybody, but a lot of people too, kind of escape reality, you know?
Well, and just so much of the peer pressure. I mean, you're, especially if you're looking at your party crowd, you're talking about your college-age kids, or, you know, and in these cases, they've got a little, they've got the money to spend, they've got the time, and, you know, that's the mentality. It's like, hey, let's try it all. I mean, and unfortunately, that's not always healthy.
Especially when it's cheap.
Yep.
And readily available.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's on your Instagram. That's crazy.
7:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to our friends at Florence Recycling. When weather changes, you'll hear it here first. North Central Florida Severe Weather Station, always on your smart speaker. Just say play 97.3 The Sky. It's easy. You can do it.
Trending right now on The Sky.
$95 billion in foreign aid.
To support foreign wars while doing nothing to secure our border.
As it happens.
House Speaker Mike Johnson was determined to get aid to Israel.
He needs to do the right thing to resign.
The news station.
There should be no trial. Nothing done wrong. This is all politics. They're chanting death to America.
Right here in America.
News. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.